Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, "Look, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. And I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. I will remove the northerner far from you and drive him into a parched and desolate land, his vanguard into the eastern sea and his rear guard into the western sea. And stench and the foul smell of him will rise. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine give their full yield. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floor shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, that hopper and destroyer and the cutter, that great army which I had sent among you. Now you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants, in those days I will pour out my servant, and I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before that great and awesome day of the Lord comes. But it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls." The word of the Lord from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 18 to 32. Powerful words of promise and hope, especially in an age such as ours. Although we Americans, we maybe don't have much need of more grain or wine or oil, though some would perhaps debate about whether it should be organic or not. But we have plenty, all that we need for this life. And yet, no matter how much we store, no matter how full our barrels become, how satisfied are we? How much more do we not long and need and yearn for some answer, for some hope, for some fix, for some right spirit? And so when all these words of promise about a land that should be as land should be come and go, and we wait and we hear then another promise, a promise of a spirit poured out upon us, how can we not ask and seek and search and say, where is this spirit? Where are the days of this promise? How shall I find it? And that is where the best news, Christian, is for you. That it was on the day of Pentecost that St. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed all those crowds of many languages, those people from all over the world, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Judeans, Cappadocians, Phrygians, Pamphylians, Egyptians, Cretans, Arabians. He lifted up his voice and addressed them, and they heard, breaking through the weakness and the miscommunication of human language, they heard him say, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be made known to you, and give ear to my words. These people are not drunk, as you suppose, and Why do they think they were drunk? Because they were speaking about how a man had risen from the dead, and of course that's a crazy thing to say. They are not drunk, as you suppose, he said, since it's only the third hour of the day, but this is what was uttered by the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven, and signs on the earth below, blood, fire, vapor of smoke, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So without question, these words are familiar to you, Christian, these words from the prophet Joel. And you find then, as Peter uses them, their fullness and their answer, so that as you ask, where shall I seek this Spirit? Where shall I go to have my hope renewed? The answer is what caused Peter to preach that day. The answer is what caused those men to question and say, are these others drunk? When Peter says this is what was uttered by the prophet Joel, he is speaking of the death and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, a man who is God, who has, as first fruits from the grave, come forth to be salvation for you. And those words themselves, that proclamation or kerygma in the Greek, it is the power of God for salvation to all who believe it. That means not that you must believe it, come now, make a choice, make a decision, give your heart. No, it means that the words come as the power of God to save you. And reaching deep into your lonely, hungry, seeking, and sinful heart restores to you the joy of salvation and renews a willing spirit within you. It's a folly to the world. It is a confusing message, one that people would scoff at, they would not understand, they would laugh at, and yet, for you who believe, it is the wisdom of God, it is righteousness and sanctification, and that thing we need so desperately, even in our plentiful and bounteous age, hope. Hope that our lives would be restored beyond what we can own, that our love for each other would be born again from the dead, that we would be more than just mere mortals seeking and scraping for what we can gather now, but that in the freedom of immortality, we would know what it is to love our neighbors as ourselves. Peter preached still more. He said, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life, and you will make known and make me full of gladness with your presence." Peter goes on after this quote from David, brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he did both die and was buried, and his tomb is with us to his day. But being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. This preaching through myriads of tongues on that day of Pentecost amidst the most hostile imaginable crowd to the testimony of the resurrection of Jesus. And what did happen that day? Well, they were cut to the heart by these words. And they asked, what shall we do? For the Spirit was poured out upon them that they would believe their need to be saved. And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when you come to that passage in Joel, next time you're just wandering your way through the minor prophets of the Old Testament, and you see that it says, "It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh," remember, it is finished. It is done. It has brought to you this death and resurrection that has born again mankind from the grave. It is the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Spirit given to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.